And we're recording.
Ah, this feels familiar.
It does. At least it hasn't been like 3 months since the last time we recorded.
Maybe there's a reason why we haven't recorded.
Right. Okay, I do appreciate though. We did, the last one we did was in July, so at least we're doing it monthly.
Yay!
We've been planning it this way the whole time.
Got you fools. Like lured them in with a bunch at once, and they're actually, now that you're hooked, you're gonna crave more. So
yeah, and these are for the 15 people. The 15 people who generally listen to this, whoever you are, thanks.
The real MVPs.
If you could also, I don't know, maybe just do some sort of interaction with social media. I try real hard to be creative. Someone listen.
She's so good at it.
I'm really not. Someone just let us know if you're listening, because I feel like we have important things to say sometimes.
I agree.
Granted, you do have to sift through a lot of shit sometimes, but I think we're at least charming to listen to.
And we have that going for us.
Yeah. You know who's not charming? Mace. She's here. She's the enemy. I love her so much.
You know who else is charming, though?
Cameron.
Cameron's brother.
Oh. I was gonna get like psyched for your setup of like,
well, obviously Cameron is charming as hell, but
yeah, but he apparently has a brother.
He has two brothers. My goal is to get these two to hook up and then fall in love.
Yeah, that's exactly the plan, because I excel at that.
Yep, you and love, best buds.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even want to talk about what I've been doing. I've almost been doing the opposite of that. But
that's exactly correct.
But I'm afraid my mom will eventually...
Mom!
I'm afraid my mom will eventually learn how to utilize technology, and we'll hear this, so I don't need to tell the podcast what I've been doing. But it's not been settling down and looking for the one. But maybe by the time your wedding rolls around, or your mandatory elopement...
Yeah. We are being ordered to elope.
Yeah.
So that Rachel can
have
a party.
Let me preface this by saying they're not even engaged.
Nope.
Not even like it's not something
just
that's like happening. Yeah. This is not the first time though I have interluded potentially into your engagement. Cause what was it? You were in Colorado and I was like, what are you guys going to do? Get engaged. And then I was like, no, I swear I can't fucking text her that, because then if they get engaged, I'll look like such a dick. I almost did that. I literally almost did that. This week, we were out at dinner and one of my friends ordered a Sprite when all of us were like getting beers. And I was just kind of like, I wanted to be like, what are you, fucking pregnant? You know me? And then I was like,
I wish you would have.
Yeah, here's the thing. So I'm like, there's a very real chance. Maybe that's real. Maybe she is pregnant. So I was like, shut your fucking mouth, Rach. Don't be a dickhead. Because it wasn't just like me and like the two of us. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole thing. So if I would have like done it, I would have, and it would have been like real. Oh my God, I would have given it all away. And I'm like, I don't want to be that shithead. It's like before you like tell your family or anything. But
like you're making it obvious with your fucking Sprite.
Right.
Nerd.
But then it did turn out she is pregnant. So I was like, I fucking knew it. I was like, God, I am so good at predicting when I can ruin stuff. Like I literally would have ruined her surprise.
Great. Well, let me know if you get that same prediction when we go to Maine in October.
Probably. I predict it now. You guys, I'm going to text you every day. I'm going to have to roll back the tape of when you're going, because I didn't retain that piece of information.
No,
but you're
definitely
going to
like, don't remember it.
I'll listen to it tomorrow. But what's new with you? I feel like I've been just doing a lot of gabbing.
Yeah, so much gabbing. But yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've been trying to find some motivation lately to not hate my job. I just like the company... is so evil, and they are not that conservatives are bad, but a company that is so conservative that its views get in the way of like how it does business,
yeah,
and how it treats people. It's actually really disgusting. It's just hard to work for them, but I also love my kids so much.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Yeah.
I'm coaching cheer still, and they're stomping and shaking, and we're learning all kinds of new cheers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a good one. It's like, no smoke, you don't want it. You don't want no smoke. And then they walk up on the other team. It's so good.
I wish I understood the meaning behind it.
No smoke. You don't want no smoke. It means, like, you don't want to fight me. You don't want to mess with me. Like, smoke is, like, problems. You don't want problems with me. No smoke. And that is your word of the day.
I literally want to just go through language and find, like, the connection between smoke and no problems. Like, when did the two collide and become...
It's been a thing, man. Like, we all have just been sheltered.
I'm so old. That's what it is. I've been noticing more and more, like, there have been songs on the radio that are apparently, like, super hip.
I swear.
Like, there's one with, like, Billy Ray Cyrus and some rapper or something.
Are you talking about Old Town Road?
Yeah. My cousin just told me what it was on 4th
Please
of July.
Please stop the recording because I'm walking home.
I had no idea. No idea that was a thing that was so popular. I'm officially in the category of old people who are like, what are the kids doing? What?
Wow. I feel honored. I, like, downloaded his EP and it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. These kids make me so young.
Yeah.
God bless them. But anyway, they're super awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm still thinking of grad school next year, so we'll hop on that train when we get there, I guess.
Yep.
Things with Cammy are good.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's perfect.
He is.
My dog is still perfect.
He is.
Thank you. I actually haven't, like, gone to therapy or done anything for quite a while. And I haven't been super depressed. I've been, like, working out most days.
Good. But continue to have reinforcements. Maybe, like, if you can go,
well,
like,
it's just been a long time. Like, Sarah and I just haven't said another one.
And that's exactly what I did. And I was like, I have coping skills. I'm doing great. So I'm just going to tell you from one person who struggles sometimes to another, just, like, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, just have a check-in just in case. The
hear
world,
that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Check on me.
Because Sarah freaking knows what I was like when it had been, I don't know, 6 weeks since I'd been back in. I think she sent you a picture.
She did.
I was so, I cried the whole time. We talked about fucking feelings. It was awful.
That's right. She told me to support you.
And I was like, oh my gosh, my anxiety medication. I didn't have any at the time. So I was just like,
Everything is over.
It was not great, not ideal. And then she was like,
trying to find the last time I went and saw her.
No, you're fine. I was gonna say, okay, that therapy session was actually hilarious in retrospect, because, like, yeah, I was a mess, and it was quite healing. I really appreciate the work that was done. It sucked dick.
Heck yeah, Sarah.
But the funny thing is, as soon as I, like, finished, like, this hour, it was the longest hour of my freaking life. Oh my god, she goes, you should definitely share your thoughts and your feelings with your friends. And I was like, absolutely not.
Why the fuck would I do
that?
That's
what I come here for. And it was just funny that she thought I would ever do that in the public.
Incredible.
Oh, she's so funny. She keeps me young.
It's because she believes in you.
That was so gross. Allergy season,
I'm telling you, they're killing me.
Wow.
Oh, that's yeah. another update.
Oh yeah, you are... Literally allergic to life.
I'm allergic to life, and my immune system is completely shot.
Yeah.
So now I have to take, like, the pneumonia vaccines, just like old people and babies. And I have to take, like, these shots every 2 weeks to help my nose breathe like normal, because, you know, my surgery should have done that, but whatever.
Oopsie.
I'm fine. It's fine. This is fine. Yeah. Everything's fine. But enough about myself. What's been new with you? What's been... awesome and terrible.
Terrible. My foot's still broken.
I know. I cannot believe you're still in a boot.
The month of July was actually kind of dicks. Like, one of my worst and lowest. I was like, Again, probably that strong correlation between not going to therapy for 6 weeks. So that wasn't very conducive to healing. But I couldn't go to yoga because my foot was broken. I couldn't walk or run or do any sort of, like, activity that got my heart rate up or, like, made me feel better about sitting. So for the first, like, week, it was just so uncomfortable to just to be asleep, to be awake, to be anything, because it's, like, my foot hurt, my back's, like, not aligned, my hips are all out of askew, whatever. And now my foot is starting to get strengthened, but it's, like, I still try and push myself to, like, not wear my boot when I should.
Oh, no.
And then last time I was at the doctor, they're like, you have to treat this like a real injury. And I'm just kind of treating it like an inconvenient shoe. It's just kind of like, all right, I just got to keep wearing this thing until something happens. And that's not the way to heal bones, apparently. So that's been super frustrating, and I hate being injured because I, like, get out of my practice, and it's, like, when I don't exercise, I don't feel the need to eat well, so then I eat like shit, so then I treat myself like shit, and then I'm, like, I just don't do anything productive.
That's, so, like, part of the cycle.
Yeah.
100%.
So now that my foot is healing, I, like, I'm pushing myself more to, like, go on walks in the morning with Mace. I'm working, like, way more hours. But, again, I'm finally starting to be like, okay, I'm getting my wheels of, like, what I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. I had my, like, big plan and big vision, and then that all just fell right on my fucking face. So I'm like, okay, we gotta try a different plan for that. So now I feel like my plan, I just feel like I've been putting, like, I'm trying to think, like, a mosaic together of, like, I just need this piece to work here and this piece here, mm-hmm. here. I feel like I've been doing that for just, like, months of, like, building out where I'm going. And I finally feel like I'm at least, like, foundation is built. There's so many different things I have to build up right now. But once I get there, it's going to be perfect. So I finally just feel like I'm, like, it's ready to go. Everything's ready to move forward.
So the foundation is there, but, like, yeah. How do you plan to build it up?
Just dedicate everything to it. It's still a work in progress. It's probably what I'll work on.
That's a great new goal to have, though.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, like, how can I, like, make my career also intersect so much into my, like, personal life? Like, how can I use my job and my skills at my job to, like, help women in the community work on professionalism with interviews and job coaching and stuff? Like, I don't have to limit my skills of, like, what I do well, which is teach people how to do their job. Mm-hmm. I don't have to limit it to just the people inside my walls. Like, I could volunteer more and I could have more meaning, like, meet more people who give me, like, enrichment because mm-hmm. they care about, like, giving and doing. Like, I've just been, my cycle has just been, like, too much about other people for a while and not about myself. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's so hard because I get enrichment through giving to others, but I don't spread it enough. And, like, I get stuck in, like, one circuit mm-hmm. and I need to do more of, like, consistently rotating. So that's just what I've been doing.
Your brain has been, like, spinning around and also on fire.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
Yeah, this is just a normal day.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, I think you're, like, the only person I know who's like, you know what? I want to bring my work and my social life together.
Because I'm bored. Like, oh, my God, dating sucks. We've already talked about
the update. Yeah, it does.
It's like, I just want someone who's going to do my laundry and clean my kitchen, and, like, sometimes have dinner options available.
Just, like, rub your hair.
And I also want someone to rub my hair. Obviously, I need someone to, like, when the time for feasting, if you know what I mean, arrives, I need them ready to feast. What's happening?
I just heard a lot of banging.
Okay. Yeah, that's my neighbors upstairs. They're kind of feisty, but we've never really met.
Hi, neighbors. But
yeah, it's just like, I want someone to listen to my problems and digest what I need to say, but I just don't think I'm going to have enough energy with the foundation I've built for my plan to be like, okay, and what is your problem? And what, oh my gosh, you didn't think of this, you didn't think of this. So I'm like, I physically don't think I will ever have the desire to have a relationship because I have other projects I'm working on.
And listen, like, if you don't want a relationship, then don't have a relationship. Yeah.
But I'm like, I want someone to do my laundry and, like, rub my hair and, like, I don't know, do that stuff. I'm winking at you. Nice. Sex is what I mean.
I picked it up.
So earmuffs.
I never.
Earmuffs gets Mace. Stop it. Such smut. But it's like, how do you find the balance between, like, wanting companionship but being left the fuck alone unless I really need it?
The word you're looking for is compromise.
Ugh, sounds like a whole bag of trash. I don't understand
it. A whole bag of compradicts. Yes. Yeah.
So far, yeah, I'm mostly just doing a lot of putting a branding on my personal stamp on my, like, female sexual revolution is on-brand nudes. Have I told you about that before?
Briefly, but I'd love for you to explain okay, it again.
Okay, yeah. Again, I'm kind of grateful my mom doesn't know what I'm talking about and can't hear me. But on-brand nudes, let me tell you. So it's like, it's 2019, right? Everything's mm-hmm. digitalized. There's clouds, Russia. Like, nothing you have online is safe. So my thing is, it's like, it's 2019. I don't really care for a relationship. Some of my favorite, like, sexual partners or future sexual partners aren't always right where I need them to be. So it's just like, meh. So my thought is, if you're going to send nudes, but you have aspirations to be a senator one day, and you're afraid, like, oh, God, what if I'm running for office and someone leaks my nudes from that time when I was young and stupid? Mm-hmm. Not if you only send on-brand nudes. No face. If you feel uncomfortable with what, like, some people are always like, send me a picture of your asshole. It's like, ew, gross. That is so sick. No. That's ew. Not on brand, is what I tell you.
I hope you say that verbatim.
I do. And when I'm on Bumble trying to explain on brand nudes until I, like, make it a thing, it's not always well received by men when I'm like, they're like, send me a picture of your asshole. And I'm like, ew, gross. No, that's not on brand. And they're like, what the fuck does that mean?
I think I'm confused because I always thought this whole time that nudes, like, you mostly didn't put your face in it unless you were in porn. Is this why kids, like, keep getting screwed over because they're putting their yes. actual fucking faces in the yeah. pictures with their boobies?
Yeah.
Ew, yeah. Be smarter, you yeah, dumb idiots.
Yeah,
kids,
yeah, it's like, stop farting around. Like, the mistakes you make now will haunt you.
Like, when we were younger, you could click through Chat Roulette, you remember that?
Oh, I love Chat Roulette.
You could click through Chat Roulette, yeah. and see people jerking off in the next ew, camera without their head worst. In the picture because they couldn't get in trouble.
That, like, was the worst.
People have been smart about public internet nudes yeah. since, like,
since the dawn the mid-2000s. Of time. Yeah. Or whenever the internet started becoming popular and more people got smartphones. Not the dawn
Oy
of time.
Vey, yeah.
So that's what dating has been like, is mostly me just starting arguments with people when I think they're dating. Like, people, also men just do not know how to ask good questions.
No, they don't.
Like, how's your day? Fine. What's up? A lot of things. I've got a lot going on. I'm busy. Why don't you ask a question that requires some thought and answer, dipshit? That's literally the conversations
I
have.
Somebody want me to ask you.
Yeah. I'm not good at this. Why don't you ask something? No.
I don't know what that voice is.
It's my voice for men I hate. I don't know why. It's
my voice.
It's the manifestation of my hatred for, like, stupid men. I'm not very good at this. I'm a U.S. Shut up. Oh, my God.
Do men send mostly on-brand nudes?
I am not a big nude acceptor. If people are always like, can you see my dick? I'm like, no, not really. I don't do a lot with it.
I have a friend who loves it.
Oh, I hate
it. She loves it.
Let me just say this. Except the people I respect. Like, there are some people on my roster that I'm like, no. There is sacred. There are sacred bonds here. But no, like, there's this one guy, that 6'6 guy who used to live yeah. here. He lives in California now. We ended things, like, as he was leaving because he was like, oh, I'm seeing somebody or whatever. And I was like, okay, no harm, no foul. Hope you wore protection with everybody here. He sent me a nude, like, a week or two ago, and I screenshotted it because it was just so abrasive. It was, like, 8:32 a.m., and I'm just like, God, come on.
Snapchat?
Yeah, it was on Snapchat. So I obviously screenshotted it, and then
I said,
I think, oh, let me, I'll look, I'll show you, remind me. We'll parking lot it.
Parking lot.
But, no, I respond back, I go, why are you still sending me those? I'm like, you live out of state, you told me you had a girlfriend, I don't want to see your wiener. Like, ugh. It was before coffee. Like, I mean, I want to see a penis picture only for, like, verification that if we ever get in the throes, I'm not going to be, like, thrown off because I don't have a good poker face. I will be like, like, ooh. Pass, no thanks. I've definitely kicked someone out of intimacy because I'm like, I just, not worth it. No, thank you. And everyone always says my feedback in the moment is never kind. So it's like, I just want, for the sake of any gentleman callers, for their ego, for their everything. Everyone's safety. Pic. Yeah, send one dick pic for verification, and then please never send another one, because I don't beat off to those. I don't get aroused.
Even then, I still don't want your dick pic.
Yeah, I just verification only.
I have to know if there are people out there, though, who are like, oh, yeah, this does it for me, other than my one friend. Like,
no.
I just don't think it exists.
Let us know. Let us know if you are a fan of dick pics, and what do you like to do with them? Do you share them? Do you keep them private? Have you ever done anything bad with them? Are you afraid of... like, there's...
Have you ever been naughty with your
dick
pic?
No, I meant, like, I was trying to think of a way, and then mid-sentence, I'm like, what a weird question. Because, you know, how they have, like, those revenge porn sites, and I'm like, I wonder if anyone would, like, admit to submitting to that. But then I'm like...
Well, if they did, they'd get arrested. Yeah. It's illegal now, so...
Okay, that's a good call. And I'm also like, why am I going to ask that question?
I made that up.
I don't want that. I don't want that kind of smut as our content. Mace, why are you letting us get on this topic, you pervert?
You're just a child.
Mace, what should we talk about next? She said traveling to Portland. You're right. She just wants to go hang out in some trees. Aww. Oh, Mace. She just wants to travel. Okay.
I'm going to a different Portland in October.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And you're going to get engaged.
I'm not going to get engaged there.
You are. Okay. Let's just talk about, you know how we're also going to, once we get this podcast up and running and we're just self-sufficient, like, fully functioning women who just inspire and lead others.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're also going to use Mace's branding for a children's book. The first children's book.
Your tangent is going to keep us from getting a children's book deal.
You're right. It probably is. But Mace Goes to Portland should be the first book. So that's just the parking lot for me later. I think we put two items in parking lot. I'm going to let you take over, and I'm just going to stare into Mace's eyes, okay. And I'm going to think about what adventure we're on next as I listen to your input on the day.
I'm going to just tell the story best I can off the top of my head of Macy Goes to Portland.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait.
Macy is going to Portland. Macy has packed her puppy pack. Macy... Every time I say her name, she turns her head slowly.
And she's got, like, that terrible side eye. That side eye that, yep, Cameron and his brother both have. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is so
Macy
weird.
Macy hops in the car. Macy goes on a long car ride. Macy. Her ears are going up.
And they're, like, quivering. Oh, Mace. Oh, this is a good story, Mace. It sounds promising
Macy
anyway.
Macy sniffs this tree. Macy sniffs that tree. Macy sniffs 252 different trees.
Wow, Mace, you are such an explorer.
Mace goes to a feminist bookstore in Portland. The end.
Wow, that was great.
Yep, I studied a whole class on children's literature, and I still can't make up a children's book about a dog going to magical Portland.
I'm definitely going to put some thought into it a little bit later tonight.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Mace.
She's staring into my soul.
Yeah,
oh,
she does that.
I know, Macy. Ow!
Mace, gosh.
Hi, baby.
What else should we talk about? What's, okay, you said you've been trying to motivate yourself recently. What have you been doing to, like, stay motivated? And how have you been able to, like, maintain happiness and goodness, even though you're not... seeing Sarah, you've had a lot of big changes recently. Mace, sit down and...
I think the best right now is just, like, living with someone who is already very motivated, which motivates me to be better.
Yeah.
And, like, he recently has been... Well, so Cameron's car stopped working as well. So he's been, you know, chilling at home. And I've been taking him to do the things that he'd normally do, like go to the gym after a work day. And, like... buying groceries and meal prepping and, like, just doing that on my own was, like, super nice. I, like, look at my whole week and I'm like, damn, it's been an easy week because I prepared for it and I did things that made me feel good. Because I know every time we talk about, like, when one of us is working out, we're in the best mood ever.
Yeah.
And, like, I worked out this morning and if I didn't have, like, 100 breakouts happening at once, I'd be like, damn, I feel awesome about myself.
Retweet. I went to yoga yesterday. I didn't do much stretching because my foot's still broken. Mm-hmm. But it was just so good to, like, be intentional about caring for oneself.
That's exactly it. After we just smashed half a pizza.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We're doing a good job. But no, I mean, it's hard to find self-motivation. Like, I very much have depended on others to motivate me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on it. Cameron's been, like, sharing a bunch of different videos and inspirational things.
What a good partner to have.
Right? He's, 12 out of 10.
He's such a good partner.
Like, not to brag, but yeah.
Yeah.
Dope. What about you? What about you and your motivation levels? Because I know you are motivated with work.
Yeah, so that's been hard because I've been feeling like a real sack of shit lately. But I realize it's just because I'm, like, not holding myself accountable to, like, doing anything other than the bare minimum. And it's just been so... I don't know how I used to have the, like, luster to be, like, do anything you set your mind to. Because now I'm just kind of, like, be patient and kind and gentle. So I've really struggled with being, like, oh, by getting better mentally, am I taking away, like... my power to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize I'm just making excuses, and instead of actually doing what I'm telling myself I'm doing, I'm just daydreaming and being like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do this? Instead of just doing.
Yeah. Yep.
So now, like I said, I've got my like foundation and I'm ready to do. And this week we actually have like a just huge amount of like opportunity to actually execute on doing. So it's just like, it feels like all the everything is lining up, and all the, like, hard conversations and all the, like, waiting and freaking farting around. It's just like, here it is. It's time to capitalize.
Exactly.
So.
Yours kind of sounds conditional, like mine, though, just, like, dependent on.
Yeah, other circumstances. Yeah, if something changed tomorrow, I'd be like.
I wish that I could adapt better, and I just have such a, like. Super strong will.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Super high motivation. I know what works for me. This is going to get me through my day, mm-hmm. even though it's thunderstorming and my cat died.
Yeah. Oh, God. Did your cat die?
No, I don't have a cat.
Okay. Well, I was like, I didn't know if it was like a family cat. Do you even
know me?
I do, but I was like, I didn't know if like a family cat had passed away. No, that's fair.
I do have a family cat. His name is Charles.
Oh, well, I hope Charles is doing well.
Charles bought that a meow.
That's an awesome cat name.
Thank you. We felt it was very regal. We were going to go with like a cat Benatar, but we thought that Bartholomew as a middle name is a better option.
Wait, did you say cat Benatar?
Yeah, I did. We had, like, a solid list that my cousin made with us. It was, like, Chairman Meow.
I hope when you and Cameron have a baby, you name it Cat Benatar Molnar.
He has a cousin named Cat, so maybe. Just kidding, it's Catherine. But
oh, well.
Or Kathleen. Oh, my God, I'm a terrible person.
Kitty Cat.
She's Cat.
Catty. Nope.
No, I straight up, if I had children, I want them all to have androgynous names. I love girls with the name Charlie.
Oh, yeah, that's so cute.
Jordan. Great name. Oh, yeah,
that's a wonderful name. I know this young lady, her name is Jordan. She's one of the best in the world. That's a weird thing to say about a human. And then I have a cousin named Jordan also. He's a boy, but he's also great.
Yeah, one of my very closest friends is named Jordan. She's a therapist.
What's the best thing about her?
Oh, she's just very... Not understanding, but, like, empathetic. She, like, puts her feelings, like, out there as if they were yours. And she externalizes for you. She's so wonderful at making you feel like the most special person in the world.
I like that. You need those people.
I'm like, can I be you?
What's something that's changed your perspective recently?
Ooh.
Ew, Mace, you snotted on my fingers.
You know... kind of like had an age moment recently.
Tell me about it. Was it just, when was it that we were talking about that Miley Cyrus song?
Yeah.
Was that like just 5 minutes ago or like 3 hours ago?
Like 5 minutes ago. Oh no, Miley God. Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah.
Dude, so that actually ties perfectly in with my senior moment.
Yes, I knew it would.
So I was listening to Motown Radio and a song came on.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, shit, you know, I bet this is where that song came from. And they're like, what song? I was like, oh, I can't remember. It came out, I don't know how old I was. I know it was, like, maybe college or high school. Like, I was forgetting things. And I was like, the song with Miley Cyrus and the foam finger and the guy is an asshole. And then I had to Google it. And we both were like, oh, yeah, Blurred Lines. When was that from? And it was like, freaking 2013
or 14.
Yeah, something like that. I was like, that wasn't even that long ago in my head, but it was actually so long ago.
Yeah, we're about to, yeah, that's almost.
I'm in that stage in my life where my fridge is covered with, come to my wedding, come to my baby shower. And I just kind of had a moment like, shit. So it's not really perspective, but we're just like, damn.
Oh, wow. We're really doing this. We're really in it.
We're doing it. Have you had to change an actual perspective and not just a revelation of your old age?
Yeah, I think, the last time I saw you guys, we didn't record, but I definitely changed a lot about my life and what I was doing and who I needed to, like, treat better. Mm-hmm. When I watched Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
I was
just told me about this.
I need to join the military. Then I'm like, no, you physically cannot, and you're probably too old. And my brother said they don't really do well with, like, accepting people who have mental health issues. He said it in, like, the sweetest way possible. I just miss him so much. But yeah, I was like, I'll never be able to be brave and serve my country and, like, change someone's life for, like, 2 days. And then I was like, all right, you fucker, knock it off. And I realized, like, oh, I could maybe not pull someone out of a war zone, but maybe I could do something else. So that's where I was like, okay, do more with, like, volunteering, or do more with just treating the people in your life with more kindness. And so I've just been doing a lot more reading. I can't even imagine the look she's giving you right now. Mace!
Oh, she's trying to be dominant.
Do not you do that. No, no, no. No. Oh, and I'm obsessed with my niece. That's a given. She's in Europe right now. She's in Norway. So that's good for her.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, it's like I'm just doing a lot of reading. I need to start journaling more, but I just never, by the time I get home, I do not want to sit at a computer screen, and I don't want to, like, type and write. I don't have the capacity to, like, hand write how quickly I'm thinking, you know? So I just haven't been journaling, and that's always where when I don't have an outlet of what I'm thinking, that's when I go crazy. So I've been thinking of different ways, like, where I can get my thoughts out and still, like, try and make shape and make meaning out of everything that's going through my head. Which is often difficult.
It is. It is, especially when you, like, lose that outlet for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it sounds like you're getting back on track.
Yeah, back on track.
Hopping back on the wagon. You and me both, sister.
Pop on pop or whatever.
So I'm hoping, yep.
Dr. Seuss.
That's it.
We'll be able to plug hashtag Dr. Seuss.
Hashtag.
Also,
get off of me, dude.
Okay, this is literally where my brain just went. Try and follow me. Mace, you're off the bed. Okay, so I said, I love Dr. Seuss. So then I just thought, wow, I really love Tom Hanks. Try and guess where my thought pattern went to go from Dr. Seuss to Tom Hanks. I want to see if you can get into the mind of my ADHD.
I cannot.
Okay, so I'll tell you.
My first thought was Cat in the Hat, and that has nothing to do with anything.
So I thought, okay, Dr. Seuss. Then I talked, Mace, knock it off.
Okay, then you talked.
And then I thought instantly, who's that guy? Mr. Rogers.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, God, what a nice guy. Dr. Seuss and Mr. Rogers would probably get along really well. Oh, I'm so glad they cast Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. Dr. Mr. Rogers, because he's just so sweet, and he just seems like the perfect caring person who would just really listen to you, help solve your problems. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great? What if one day when we've truly made it as a podcast group, would you knock it off, Mace? Your attitude is ruining the podcast. I hope we get to interview Tom Hanks one day.
That'd be sick as hell.
I bet he's such an ally to all of our causes. He seems such a good human. And his son went to U of I, and I grew up 30 minutes away from U of I. So basically we went to the same college, Tom Hanks and I.
Yeah, rule of adjacents. You're absolutely correct.
We know each other.
You're practically best buds.
Yeah. That was not real, but...
For the record.
For the record, that was fake. Oof. But is there anything else we should cover that's important today?
I think just that we're back.
Support each other. Continue to develop yourself. If you're depressed, don't sit and stew. Don't buy a husky who fucking hates you and resents your life.
Don't let your dishes stack up.
Oh, yeah, which I definitely do. Don't
quit your job.
Don't do that unless you have a backup plan.
Actually, you know what? Do what you want.
Ask for help if you're struggling. There's not been a time where I've asked for help recently where it has failed me or I didn't get the result that I wanted.
That's a huge step for you, bud.
So, yeah. So, we would just like maybe asking for help is if anybody would actually just tell us if they're fucking listening to this because...
Is anyone out there? Because
we're trying to reach Tom Hanks. We need Tom's attention. So, retweet for Tom Hanks. Thank you.
RT. Bye-bye.
Bye. I can't shut this off. Oh my gosh, I am officially that old. Wow, I still didn't get it. Tom Hanks!